Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon.
It's bedtime. Bedtime. Come on in for your day prayer. Come on in. Come on in.
It's that time. I'm waiting for a few more seconds to give everybody time to come on into noonday prayer. We should be ready to come on into noonday prayer. Come on in, everyone. Come on in. It's noonday prayer time. Giving a few more seconds. Things are getting better. Yes. Yes, things are going to get better. Giving everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Come on in. Yes. Yes. Things will get better. Somebody didn't make it this morning. Somebody didn't make it last night. Someone's still trying to figure out how they're going to get it through, get past the problem. But things will get better. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes. 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 Already better. Claim the victory. Already better. Claim the victory. Walk in your healing. Walk in your finances. Yes. Yes. We've been doing it for the night, but your joy did come this morning. Yes. Amen. It's already better. It's always better when you got Jesus before you. And besides, who could be against you when Jesus is for you? And that's what I like. I like the idea that God is always working in my favor. He's always working it out. When I'm trying to figure it out, do you know God has already worked it out? Come on, somebody. It's already better. He said, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He knows what you need. He's not a God that he should lie. Neither is a son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he meant it, he granted it, he'll give it. Amen, amen. Sometimes we have to ask God for certain things, and God may not give you an answer. But it's never a denied. It's either a yes, no, and a wait. And I love it when he says wait. Because when he says wait, that means he's giving me something better than what I've asked. And I love that. I just love the way God does things. And he always does things that work for the betterment of my joy, the betterment of my sanity, the betterment of my experience, because he will never give me something that I can handle, first of all, and that if he give it to me, I know how to do right by it. Sometimes when God gives you certain things and you don't know how to do right by it, like Pastor said, you mess it up. So I thank God today for allowing me to see another beautiful Wednesday and just being able to come and before the throne of God and just give him the prayers and the honor and the glory, because why? God deserves it. He deserves it. Why did he deserve it? I'm happy you asked. He deserves it because he gave us his only begotten son, who hung on the cross, who paid for all of our sins. For as you know, we have plenty of sins. And the Bible said that if a man say he does not sin, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. We all sin and fall short of the glory, but we don't stay short of the glory. We continue on working to stay within the glory. We continue on working on ourselves to be before the glory. We continue on working on ourselves so we can go home and be with Daddy. That's what Daddy wants. Daddy wants us to just come on home and be around the table with all the angels and singing and praising and having a good time. So, you know, we all fall short of the glory, but we don't stay short of the glory. We continue on working on ourselves because you know why? Because of Jesus hanging on that cross. You see, Jesus hung on the cross that we have a lot of sins, and he took to the cross all of our sins, and he paid for a debt that he did not owe, and we owe a debt that we could never pay for. I don't know anybody who could hang on a cross with thorns on their head, pierced sides, pierced hands, pierced arms, and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I don't know no man like that right now. And I tell you what, if I had to hang on that cross, I'd be screaming, Daddy, get me off this cross. I can't bear this. But Jesus stood there on that cross. He stayed there. He could have asked the angels to just come on down and take him off the cross, but he didn't. He stayed there because he loved us. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing when you got a loving daddy and a loving father. It's just a beautiful thing when you got a loving father. I want to thank Pastor Camilla. I think you're on. God bless. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Can y'all guys hear me? I hope you can.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes,
so,
I can hear you.
I just
want to
thank you, Pastor Camilla.
Okay.
I hear you. Yes, ma'am. I just want to thank you, Pastor Camilla, for coming on. Let me tell you, you know, we serve an awesome God. He could have let us wake up today. Earth could have been falling apart. Heavens could have been falling out the sky. No sunshine, no moon, no water, no food, no nothing. Listen, I thank God to Sunday. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
I am just grateful for two pigs in a pig slot. I am just grateful. And so I'm going to go into prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, right now I was in prayer this morning, and I kept looking at the state road of 127, 125. And I kept telling my husband I didn't want to travel with him this morning because the state road 125 led to someone having an accident. And lo and behold, let me tell you, saints, when you get into prayer, God will cover you before you even get there. Lo and behold, as we were coming on 95, coming to Jacksonville this morning, on the opposite side, there was an accident that had shut down 95. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because, see, God could have allowed us to be on the opposite side where that accident occurred. But it wasn't for come on, somebody. It wasn't for us. God had showed me that
good,
and I was so fearful. And I said, Lord, what do I need to do? Because I'm scared, because I feel like I'm disobeying you by getting in that car. I feel like I'm going out of disobedience by getting in the car and riding. And the Lord said, go in my name. And just as sure as I said, Father, please have mercy on us this morning and our journey. I said, Father, I don't want to be disobedient. And tears drained from my eyes as my husband was driving. And my husband asked me, he said, are you okay? And I said, Sean, I just feel like I'm being disobedient. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. And lo and behold, as we got past 95, we got halfway to Jacksonville, the accident was on the other side. See, that's what prayer would do. Prayer will save you before you even go through something that was meant for you, but God will flip it around. And I am just a true testimony to tell you, God will work in your favor. You just got to stay in prayer. And don't give up. No matter how doom and gloom it looks, don't give up. I'm praying for someone this morning. To God be the glory. Yeah. I'm praying for a young man right now. He's out, and he's with his father, and he has an issue with his dad. And the young man doesn't understand where his dad is coming from. And his dad is trying to pull wisdom. And Lord, go to this young man and let his heart not be hard. Let him open up and receive what his father is saying. His father's not trying to hurt him. His father's trying to help him. But he wants to follow the clique and he wants to follow his friends. His friends is doing this and his friends is doing it. And his dad is trying to keep him at a level that he doesn't grow too fast. He doesn't move too fast, because if he moves too fast and he grows too fast, he's going to miss a blessing. He wants to do the things that his friends are doing. But this young man has to understand, whoever you are called in this world not to be like your friends. See, God set you aside at such as a time as this.
Yeah.
And he's going to use you to minister all the other young men in your age group. So your dad sees that calling. Your dad sees that gift in you. And so your dad's trying to set you aside so that he can use you to bring in many young men from going to jail to going to church. Amen. Hallelujah. I see a young woman right now. She has two kids, and they are not her kids. She's actually filed for legal parenting for these two children. Don't worry about how you're going to take care of them. Sweetie, God has got the answer for you. He will allow you to be able to provide for those kids. Don't worry about trying to get no help from the state. Don't worry about trying to get any help from the family. As a matter of fact, the parents died of COVID. Don't worry about the money coming from the funeral home or from the funeral or anything. God's going to provide for you. All he wants you to do is raise those kids up in the word of God. Hallelujah. And if you raise those children up in the admiration of God,
yes,
I promise you, God's going to walk with you every step of the way. He's going to provide for you. He's going to keep a shelter over those kids' heads. Don't you worry about it. I see another young person who's starting a ministry. Don't worry about it. God said, this is the time.
You are focused on the church or the doors being closed.
That's
God right. is not going to start your ministry in a church. He's going to start your ministry on a corner side. I see a tent where you are preaching, and people are going to stop by, and they're going to say, wow, this young man can preach. And they're going to actually start giving you donations to keep your street ministry. God's going to start you out with a street ministry before he starts you out with an actual building.
Yes.
Just because it looks funny don't mean it's funny. God's got it. Just because it's not in the church doesn't mean it's not a church. The church is within you, young man. Continue on preaching the word.
Yes.
I see another individual who's trying to decide what they want to do with their life. They're trying to decide, should they go into culinary? And I hear the Lord say, yes, go for culinary. Don't worry about if it's going to be okay. Don't worry about how you're going to get the money to go to school. God's going to send someone to help you, bless you, so that you can go to culinary school. This young man loves to cook. He loves to be artistic with his hands in the kitchen. God told me to tell you that he has blessed your hands so that you can be artistic in the kitchen. You can do things in the kitchen. You can create your artist. You can actually make the meals look good. Even though people may not like a certain meal, you're going to make these dishes look so good that people are not going to remind themselves of, this is nasty. You're going to be like, wow, this looks really good. God told me to tell you that he has blessed your hands and that you will be a chef. You will be a top
yes.
chef in the culinary school. I see another individual. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I see an individual right now getting a house. I see the keys. I see the keys coming in the individual hand. The Lord told me to tell you, well done, my good and faithful servant. He said you were faithful with a few things, so he's giving you the keys. Don't worry about what the mortgage company said.
Yeah.
Don't worry about how your credit score looks. God said he's giving you, he's going to release the keys. And I hear the word 3 months. He's going to release those keys to you right now. So, my God, I see blessings
yes.
flowing.
God.
I see blessings flowing. I see people who have been praising God behind the closed doors, and God said, I'm going to bless you in the open doors. See, because when you were behind the closed doors and people were trying to figure out what you were doing, they didn't know you were
yes.
on your knees behind closed doors. They didn't know you were up at 4 o'clock praising God. They didn't know that you was praising God during the noonday. See, they didn't know how faithful your praise was. So God said your
yes,
praises
God.
Were so faithful that when your praises went up, now he's going to let your blessings come down among a lot of people, and they're going to try to figure
yes,
out
God.
How did you get that blessing. And the Lord said he's going to bless you openly because you praise him even in the midst of your hardship. You praise him. Even in the midst of you losing your job, you praise him. Even in the midst of you not having enough food, you praise him. So God said he's going to begin to open up the windows of heaven and pour out some blessings right now. Pastor Camilla, if you got anything you want to come on in to prayer with, come on in, come on in, come on in. My God, my God, my God. Come on in, come on in.
Father God, we thank you on this morning, this afternoon, Lord God, for each and every person that joined us on the prayer on today, Father. Father, we pray on this morning for Brother Wise, Lord God. Father God, we pray for healing, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Father, that when he go take the test on COVID, Lord God, that's a negative result, Lord God. Father, we pray for a speedy healing in his body, Lord God, for his faithfulness, Lord God, and his dedication to this ministry, Lord God. We pray, Father God, even for his father on today, Lord God. We pray for healing in his father. God, Father, we pray, Father, that you would give him strength, Father, that he could continue to be who he is, Father, in his father's life, Lord God, that he's there for caring for his father and being there, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would strengthen him, Lord God. Take away the headache, coughing, the sneezing, Lord God. Take all of it away, Lord God, and heal him and
yes,
deliver
Lord.
Him, Lord God. Father, bless him. Father, with 36 and 100-fold return for all that he do for the ministry, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, and other members, Lord God, that are part of the ministry, Lord God. Father, continue to be with them and their families, Lord God. Bless Sister Angela, Lord God. Pastor Sandra, Lord God. Bless
yes,
each and every one, Lord God, that is listening on this line, God. Those that came in. Asking you, Lord God, for answers to different prayers, God, that they're praying, Father, right behind the screen on the phone, that they're not speaking out, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, you already know their words, their cares, the situations, the circumstances that they're going through, Father. And Father, we ask, Lord God, would answer those prayers. Father, but we also trust in you and know, God, that Father is already well and done in their life, Father. And Father, you are so amazing, wonderful, good, kind, Father. You woke us up this morning, Father, and you gave us a fresh new mind, Lord God, to continue to follow you, to worship you, to praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you do, Lord God. Father God, even this morning, Lord God, when I woke up this morning, I heard, Father, that so many people have died already again now. Lord God, but
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Father, for those of us who are still alive, breathing, Father, in this time, Lord God. Many are suffering, many in hospital, Lord God, but we are here,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
On today, Lord God, able to praise you and to thank you, Father. I even heard
people
coming in saying that we are here, Lord God, that many did not make it, Father, but we are here alive on today, praising
Lord.
You and thanking
yes,
you, Lord God.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you, Father, for our family members, Lord God. Father, I pray this morning for my family,
Lord
God, and one of my cousins died from COVID on this afternoon last night, Lord God. I pray for the strength of the family, Lord God, in Louisiana,
Lord
God. I pray for the mother. I pray for the daughter and the son, Lord God. I pray, Father, that the family, Lord God, closer to you and not from you in this time of bereavement, Lord God. I pray, Father, for strength, peace, and happiness, God, within this family, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, God. I pray a special prayer on this morning, Lord God, for my brother Michael, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that even in his time of confusion, Lord God, as he's battling cancer, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, would change his mindset, Lord God, the way that he sees things, the way that he approaches things,
Lord
God. I pray, Father, for a healing in him. I pray, Father, that you, Lord God, would strengthen him, Lord God. Father God, you give him a fresh new word, Lord God. And if he cannot hear the word coming from me, Lord God, Father, I ask that you would send somebody that would give him a fresh new word to him, Lord God, in his life, in his mind, in his heart, Lord God. And, Father, I pray, because I always ask you all, Lord God, to pray for my mother. I ask each and every one of you all the time to pray. But on today, Lord, I ask that you would pray for her, God. Give her strength, Lord God, to let her know, God, that she do not have for an abusive situation in her life, that she could let it go, Father, that you are her lover, her comforter, her peace, her joy, and her happiness, Lord God. But I just thank you, Lord God. And Father, I pray for my daughter on today, and I ask you every Lord God, I have pain from the baby, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you allow the baby to stay in there until her time, Lord God. And Father, that you come out and she be strengthened and full pregnant the baby. And I ask you, Lord God, you, Father, to heal my daughter, that you strengthen her, Father, that she could go through the process, Father God, safe and happy. And healthy, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Father, for every member, Lord God. I thank you for our children, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you, Lord God, are protecting them and keeping them, Lord God, as they're in school, Lord God. We pray for those kids, God, that they're saying that have contracted COVID, Lord God. We pray for healing in their little bodies, Lord God. Teachers, God, who have lost their lives this year, Lord God, because they're in the schools providing a education for our children, God. We pray for the families of those teachers who sacrificed their lives to teach our children how to move forward.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for every family, God, that the provisions are made for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving, Father. And, Father, we continue to pray for Pastor Ike on today, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you can make that he fill his eyes, Lord God. Father, that you will move his eyes,
Lord
God. We wife, Lord God. Oh, that you change things, Lord God, that you will move on her, that you will speak a word into her heart and her mind and her spirit, Lord God. And Father, we pray for Sister Angie on today, Lord God. We pray, Father, that even though we know that it's the anniversary again, another one that she have lost her husband, Lord God, we pray, Father, that you would strengthen her, Lord God, that you would give her the things that she needs, Lord God. Father, that you would give her peace, Lord God, in her time of grieving and bereavement, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you, Lord God, will be there and she would draw closer to you and not walk away from you, Lord God. Father, we pray for Pastor's husband on today, Lord God, as he's out to die for you, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you will strengthen him, protect him, be with him, Lord God. Him in the way, Lord God, that you want him to go, Lord God. We pray for all marriages on today, Father God. We pray that the husbands do what they're supposed to do, that the wives, Lord God, but do what they're supposed to do, God. We pray that no marriages are broken, Lord God. Father, we pray for unity,
Lord
God, that peace come into households, Lord God. Father God, that the mother and the father, Lord God, would parent their children in the right way, Lord God. Father, we pray, God,
yes,
that no division is amongst the family, Lord God, because the enemy is so busy trying to destroy marriages,
yes,
and families, Lord God. But we bind the attack off our families, Lord God. We send it all back to the pits of hell, not to return to us and our families, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, continue to bless us, Father, that we could thrive as a family, Lord God. Come together and to pray, to worship you, Lord God, and to serve with everything in our heart, Lord God. We just love you so much, God, for just being who
yes,
you are
Lord.
In our life. And Father, as we're getting close to the month of October for breast cancer, domestic violence, Lord God, the awareness, Lord God, even to this today, Lord God. Awareness of sickle cell on today, Lord God. We pray for anyone that is still
yes,
sickle cell on today, God. We bind that sickness from Lord God, that they are healed, Father, that they are able to live, Lord God. We pray for anyone, God, with any kind of sickness on today, Lord God. Cancer and HIV, AIDS, Lord God, diabetes, Lord God, hypertension, Lord God,
yes,
suicidal thoughts, depression, Lord God, any sickness, God, that we're trying to take us out, Lord God. We ask you, Father, to heal us, Lord God, and deliver us, God. You say, Lamb, Lord God, we are healed. And Father, we trust you and believe in you for that, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you're doing. Continue to bless our ministries, bless every ministry around the world, Lord God, every pastor,
yes,
evangelist, apostle, and prophet. God, every teacher, Lord God, bless them, God, and give us a fresh new word, Lord God, to reach all those, Lord God, who are lost, who don't know no way to come back to you. But let us be the light, Lord God, that you allow us to shine so they can see back to you, Lord God. We thank you so much. Take away our thoughts. But, Father, you fill our hearts with the things that you want us to say, Father. Let it be all about you and not about us. We thank you so much, God. We give you praise, glory, and honor in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Thank you, and I adore you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
And Father God, we would like to do a special prayer for Louisiana and Texas State. They're getting hit again, Father, with the storm. Father God, go by them and let them know that you will say to the storm, peace, be still. Let Texas and Louisiana, let that area,
yes,
those areas of those states, Father God, be able to survive. Father God, I know they're getting hit back to back with storms. So, Father God, we ask that you go by each and every single home. Let no one be harmed, hurt, or danger, Father God, by these storms. Father God, give them substance that will keep them strong, keep their mind encouraged, keep their heart encouraged, Father God. Let them not get weary in well-doing, Father God. So we ask, Father God, that you go by those states right now. Get them food and water, Father God. Let them not go in hunger. Let them not go in thirst right now, Father God. And whatever loss they have, Father God, we ask that you restore it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask that you go to those storms right now and say, peace, be still in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, we pray this in your holy name. Amen, 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 amen.
Yes.
So this is going to end our noonday prayer. We have an awesome service tonight. Please, saints, come back on tonight. I'm telling you, Pastor Parker, how you say, Warren Parker Miller, whatever, she got all these names. Pastor Parker has an awesome service tonight. And I'm telling you, I would not be 3 minutes late for this because she's going to bring some new revelation to us about being in domestic violence, being raped, being, you know, just taking your rights taken from you. She's going to bring a powerful study tonight, and I would not miss this for all the tea in China. You know, they drink a lot of tea in China. I wouldn't miss this for all the tea in China. So please come back on tonight at Restoration at 9 o'clock. And I promise you, you need to bring your pillow, your pencil, your coffee, your tea, some notebook paper, and take some serious notes. I will be there, and Pastor Parker will be there, and let me tell you, do not miss tonight's service. It's going to be powerful. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Pastor, do you have anything else
Amen.
You want to say? Amen. So this ends our
Tuesday
prayer.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
That's it. You're welcome. Let us go in peace, and God bless you, and we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.